connection between the Edom and Edom Hasim McCarthy and the Eitha Kiyama Dagar and the, what's the Lashma, what's Mechubar, what's Ksibo, what's the Chazad mean? That's part of what the Gemara. Part of what the is very nice, the Hadar about this, but how's the Hadar about it in satisfying Edom Hasim McCarthy? How's the Hadar about it in satisfying the need for Edom Hasim McCarthy? That's one of my good views. Answer the question. What a question. I'll give you one question. And the Tanan will give you a second question. The Gemara on Chavda. What did Gemara say on Chavda? We all said this Gemara some time ago, and then we start again today. What did Gemara say on Chavda? What did Gemara say on Chavda? The Gemara says like this. I have a guess. Okay, what's going to do that? Let's take a look inside together. I have a guess the Mishnah says. I shouldn't write a guess. I have two wives. One wife is named Peril. The other wife is named Peril. Also Peril. But one is taller, one is shorter. One is older, one is younger. Get all those comments. And the Mishnah said, well, if you wrote it to Lashane Peril, the older one, you shouldn't then turn around and give it to the other Peril. Even though it's the same name, it's Mishnah Lashma. So the Gemara said, forget Mishnah Lashma. You didn't give it to the right one. But the get itself, I can't tell who is the best. Is that valid? If I have two wives of the same name, and I didn't say Peril the 60-year-old one, because it's Peril the 65-year-old one, I did go Peril. So it's an unclear get. Is that valid at all? Forget about Shulah Lushma. If Peril is the one that's in the garage, then it's not the one that's in the garage. I only kept in the garage the other one, which is Tano. How do you go to the garage lady? I'm not going to the garage, that's been shivered. Another says, that must mean, that's right, the fact that I'm holding, that the woman is holding the baguette, that does not show who did it. Just like, if I have a star that says, you owe me money, you know there's another tiny cone, but I'm holding the star, so we'll assume it's this tiny cone, not the other tiny. And the Gemara says, that's not clear at all. That's not a good approach. We have the ratio because I'm shimmy kishim pa. The ratio is both that case where there are two men in town with the same name. That's work because the man is not going to come to base and boldly introduce him to the guest. There's a person being named to the guest. That's like saying, you're coming to me with a child that's tired of coming, another tired of coming. You're coming to Moshe with a child that says, Moshe from Burgerville. This mother was Moshe from Burgerville. That definitely doesn't work. Maybe it's okay to get this one. That for sure doesn't work. Because the Mishnah says, the two different men in town with the same name, they get still work. I'm going to buy all the other race, but if I should take a strip club, possible garage bro. Shaming the little Master Garage, but I wish a Master Garage bro. The first husband who thought about it, he could have used it. No one can remote the Yishtar Chov again. You can't get money from a Yosef Inshin. You can't get money from one of the two Tani Chov, from one of the two motions from Bergenfield. That definitely doesn't work. That has to work in it. The Mishnah's case is not a case. The get doesn't tell me anything. I don't know who the husband is. I don't know nothing. The answer is, you're right. You're not really using the get to prove anything. I don't, per se, need the get to prove that she's divorced. How many of you know that she's divorced? How I have a clue she's divorced? Who knows who this is? Maybe it's a different husband, different wife. Woman's gonna come and want to sue for her tshuva. Who's this to me? So how's she gonna prove? she'll prove the gerushin with aid in the tshuva. The rebbe lazer, who's comfortable with the setup? Yeah.
But we're not kosheish from the tshuva.
We're not koshesh for in the field, but here at Hospital.
No, the according to Rashi. Rashi says we're not koshesh for in the field of I'm a team star chov alachim.
Okay.
Therefore,
Right. Okay. That's the question. But if you say the motzi'in, that means you're not chosh motzi'in.
So woman can only be married to one man at a time.
Then it's that man. It's not as though he could have been well left for either one. Could have been well left. No, unfortunately, there's
a riot against
the deal. You get a riot against the deal. There's a very strong question. You say it's not analogous, it's very kasha. It's not analogous to what we got for a bit, and then we'll get back to the flow. Not analogous. The Gemara is, what's a bias kasha? Yeah, if I have a shtarfov against, you have a shtarfov against me, I'll say, no, you borrowed from him. But if a woman's going to tell her to get, what's the husband going to say? No, it's the other husband, the wife. Other husband goes along with the wife.
To you.
Yeah?
No,
someone else made up?
That's
it's not nefila.
Because here, there's a one-to-one, well,
yeah,
it's in one direction, but the one-to-one
kind
of fun, the husband's wife. Which
Rashi? The Gemara is saying, how could you say this get is a valid raya in case of where there are two husbands and two wives? Right, two couples and both have the same set of names. The result is not a good raya because of what? Everything because of what? What's the chash? The chash, if he knows the right woman, he knows the right husband. So then you're saying, no, the name's not the right woman either. Maybe there's hashlacha. So why are you concerned with hashlacha? Ah, because you know why? You know the differences. Because we're not, if we say the woman can't produce this get as a ride because maybe the first husband threw in the garbage, so then why can't you always say that, even with just two wives with the same name? Yeah? What's the habak of having get half so that you got it? That's so you got a problem. So
it's
only one husband to have that
in
my husband.
Right. Well, but you could say the exact same thing by the finish line photo on that.
How
so? So the finish line photo here is different.
No,
how so? Yeah, how so? If you say what's what is that she didn't get it from the husband,
right,
then we should be forced to accept the Yosef and Shimon didn't get it struck off in love, and you got by picking it up off the other Yosef and Shimon.
No, right, but see, that's the difference. I think the difference is like this. The difference is like this. Let's see if it makes sense. That in the case of the Shmika Shimcha, the Shemishkacha, there what we're saying is that Rashi points in the stresses. Who would have thrown the getaway? The wife, the second wife is picking up the first husband. There's a man, there's one who writes the star, might decide not to use it, and therefore get rid of it. Then the second, the other man's wife is going to pick it up. The concern over here is what? Is that maybe you would get it from the other woman. But the one who receives the shtar is not going to be inclined. Once the Baal Shtar receives the Baal Shtar is the best interest in keeping it. Because what's your concern? By the woman, it's fine. Once the woman gets the get, it's active, meaningful. Because it means it's actually a Gidushin, and she wouldn't want to give it up. And Mashiach, if the concern is pension of her husband, if the concern is what made a different man entirely, But he might have just chucked in the garbage.
But
he
could
have garbage. Throw the garbage in, otherwise he'll pick it up.
Yeah, he gets deep red.
But that logic, you have only one husband and one wife. Maybe that's the rotor, throw in the garbage and I found it.
Agreed.
So how do you have to get ever... But on the assumption that you're working with the star itself and the star raya, the hakav hakshanata, right? How do you ever... We're not normally concerned with the possibility of the writer of the star having thrown the garbage. Because if we were, then no star would prevent it. And more to the point, if the one, why is that? Because the writer of the star has a very good reason not to stop throwing the garbage lightly if he doesn't have to use it, because it can be used against him. And if I write a star that says, I'm borrowing $1,000 from you, and he's just throwing the garbage, not gaining $1,000 from you, well, that's asking for trouble, because you're going to find it. And you, without having ever given me $1,000, you're going to sue me for $1,000, right? So obviously a lova, or a husband, the guest represents A, the solution of the marriage, and B, grounds to sue for tshuva, which is a lot more than $1,000, right? So, normally we assume if the second party got the shot, that means the first party must have given it.
Right.
But intelligent first parties don't throw stars. You don't leave blank checks, sign blank checks lying around in the garbage. Some people do. You should. Very recommend. Right? You should shred your documents before you throw them in the garbage. Or if you trust online. Right? So, but that's essentially what Rashi is saying here. So what type of the shot? So the one difference might be as follows. It could be. This is the one place. Let's think about this one. In a case of Mosin Shtachov Aleyan, everything makes perfect sense. Right? Because I can't sue either of you two guys because I don't know, maybe either you will say you borrowed from the other guy, right? So now, it's not 100% similar to get, because by get, if there's a woman that comes to her husband and say, okay, we're divorced, give me a tshuva, here's my get, what's he going to say? No, you got divorced from the other guy? That wouldn't work so well. He could, though, say two things. So the easiest one probably is, but I'm not mechuyev to pay you because you can't prove that it's me. One problem is, well, the priest is Balashtar proving it. The priest is Balashtar is proving something. But, since to the extent that we don't care about the fact that she has the star, look, you're coming suing me. For all I know, this is a star written by two other people. So you can't prove anything about me. If I'm the only man in town of that name, so obviously it's me. But I'm not. So for all I know, it's someone else. I don't care. Just don't bother him. It's not you. Maybe it's a different woman who can sue some other guy for money. Not me. Number two is what Rashi stressed about the hashul. Maybe the first husband threw it in the garbage. That's something you would never find by a shtar mamon, because a shtar mamon is absolutely dangerous for me. If I'm a lover, I wrote a shtar that you owe me, that I owe you money, it's something I would never throw in the garbage. You gotta be crazy. Right? Because there's no reason for you not to want to use it. Right? Assuming, again, everyone gets one well together, and it doesn't exist. But if I'm concerned about the balance, I can never ever let that shtar out. It can only hurt me. A shtar that says, I know you know, blank check. But by a get, it's not, a lover would never throw a shtar on the garbage without cutting it up or somehow ruining it. But a husband might throw a get in the garbage. because to be picked up then by someone else's wife, because for the same the flip of what the premise of your kasha. A get is not just a way of collecting tshuva money. It's also a get. So if the husband is not reasonably sure that he and his wife, the first husband is sure he and his wife have patched things up and they're en route to a marital bliss again, so then he can throw in a garbage. She's not going to want to pick it up and sue him for a tshuva, necessarily. If now they're happily married again, so then she's not going to want it. It's safe garbage. A shah hava is never safe garbage, because if it's unclear enough, right? Now me and my bank cashed up our relationship. They're not going to want to sue me for money. No, but yeah, but because I can sue you for money. We can be friends. You can sell me money. Nothing wrong with that. Just because we're friends doesn't mean that you're not going to sue me. You're not going to say, okay, we're friends. I'm going to lend you money. Now let's continue to be friends. If you pay me back, we'll keep being friends. But again, in order to sue for the money, you have to say that we're divorced. So. Which she's not necessarily interested in doing. So that's why, if Nimlach Milagarish, who's going to Milagarish, Nimlach Milagarish, it probably means is that things are rocky and then things got patched up. Then, he would feel comfortable, it's much more likely that he'll feel comfortable throwing the garbage. So it's much more of a real concern that, well, maybe, if there's another guy in town who could have written this get for his wife, so how do I know that you got it for me? This is because you're holding it. It's reasonable. It's entirely plausible. This guess that you got this from a garbage can, but it's very implausible that you would get a star hava from a garbage can, because you gotta be an idiot. If you're a lover and you wrote a star hava, you gotta be an idiot from a garbage can. That's right.
Well,
no, you have to do cash is from in that same casino. No, I thought your cash is from second gift. I think your cash is because your cash was by the get, the equivalent of by get two husbands. Are you saying what's different? Well, who cares if there are two husbands in the same name? But my thing, what can I know who the wife is? I know who the husband is because each wife only has one husband. Right, and that's what the Gemara compared to Lo Chem Asin Al Ha Shem Lo Chem Asin Al Ha.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's exactly parallel, the point by Mokin Shrek of Al-Aseran is that we're not close to the other Yosef and Shimon was the Malveh, and then he threw in the garbage.
But
the
case of parallel to Shemika
Shimcha is Lo Achem or Sima Leim, meaning that's the case where I'm going to be suing the Yosef and Shimon. I can't sue a Yosef and Shimon with a Shmarim, because who knows who it is? So your Kasha was, it's very nice, because if a Malva comes to the Shtar Hava, you can't, how do I know which who's the Lover? If there's more than one guy with the same name, how do I know who the Lover is? He's not identified by the fact that this guy's the Malva. But you're saying, but who the husband is identified by who the wife is. And then that was the Kasha, right?
Right. So that's really
Right, exactly. And I agree. I think get is the only case where we would be closer for Hashlach of the Ibud on the part of the writer of the Shtar. A writer of a Shtar Kol would not want to throw in the garbage, but a writer of a get might.
We're not worried that the Shtar was actually not signifying a contract. It was signifying a contract with the other Yosef and
Shimon.
So,
right. But that's fine because if I'm a Malve, I'm the recipient of the star, not the writer of the star. I'm the recipient of the star. So I want my star. If I lent as your bookbinder $1,000, you wrote a star to me. So I'm going to want to hold on to that star. I would not throw it in mashal of the Hebrew. That would be even more ridiculous.
Now, if I have a shot that can win me $10,000, I'm going to throw the shot in the garbage. I would never throw it. I mean, maybe it'll fall by accident. That's how likely the people are going to lose their stuff. But hashlacha, we ibud, to intentionally what? I lent it, that would never do. And the mal that only gets it once it's active, like the woman. Right? So nimlach is only by the writer of the shtar. Nimlach is not by the recipient of the shtar. Nimlach is, I wrote a shtar, but it's not to you. So a lover wouldn't want to throw the garbage, but a husband might. But now he knows that things are on the up and up. His wife is not going to sit around and double cross and say, oh no, we're divorced and I want $10,000. Yeah. The lover isn't a mal, lover never got potential, lover never know that. But once you receive a shtar, no one will be nimlach.
But the problem is that what you mentioned earlier is that then how can, even in the case of one husband and one wife, she comes in to get maybe a little more.
Right, the answer is very good. So Frank, Ellie, one second. So if you're always worried that the husband of Zimlock is in the garbage, yeah, but to keep in mind, why is it, what I'm theorizing here based on Rashi, is why is it that we're not, that the husband might throw in the garbage? Because he was throwing the garbage in a situation where things are fine, and the concern some other woman is now unhappy, he's going to pick it up. But the likelihood it's only likely that he was throwing the garbage if he's pretty convinced that the situation is fine. The situation is fine, it's unlikely that then that's a much less likely case than this second woman. We don't know anything about her marital happiness. We have not. He is happy, and therefore he now threw in the garbage. It doesn't indicate anything on me, but if this is one husband, one wife, so then the chances of him having thrown the garbage, and then she picked it up, and then she decided to act with you, but he's only threw the garbage because he thought they were so happy, then she decided, no, so that's already getting that's much slimmer.
But then what about one husband, two wives? Yeah, but he knows which two wives are happy with him. He knows that his second wife can pick it up, but his first wife is happy.
He's
not going to do that, right? Well, not necessarily.
Because
not
necessarily.
That's the whole point. The problem is that he knows that
he can't be able to get it. Is it a dangerous document? It's not a dangerous document. If he realizes that this document is dangerous, he went from the garbage. Okay. Yeah.
But
then we should get back into the... let's get back into the major
street. Someone could throw it out if he wants to. I mean, right? We have that two-hour time, right? The historical time, right? But it's still sometimes
out to get?
Yeah.
Maybe
even
the
same thing, right?
No, because she gets it. Throwing the garbage, she's not
going to
get it.
No.
She's going to get it,
and it's worthless. Here's the reverse. It's still worthful. It's still working, and she's not getting it.
No, it's worthless.
Because
I did.
Because he was Morocco. But he's throwing the garbage. She's not going
to get it.
So how did he be Messiah?
Well, she wants to be the
worthless.
She doesn't know she
wasn't. Who are you writing?
Ready to throw it out with...
No, the premise of the Gemara is that the Beis Din something will force you to Megarish your wife. So the problem is, the guy will go through the motions, which is what Tina has kind of seen enough, but he'll back off in the middle. So he's going to pull the juice out of the get, which is being Nita. Here's the get not being Nita. The get not being Nita, I'll say Beis Din not forcing you to do anything. The Beis Din, when they do impose, when they do cultural session of Rosh Hashanah, they don't just call for you to write it. They call for you to... to see it through the end of the Messina. That's not. Okay, but let's get back. Let's get back. Thank you very much. That was very charcoal. Now let's get back to the. That was a great local discussion. Now let's get back to the positive discussion that's going to wend its way back to us. Because what. Tosis picked on the very last one. We were talking just now, or just last 10 minutes, 15 minutes, were about the middle of the Gemara. The Gemara is handling how would this work according to a mayor. Right. Is it a valid rise or not a valid rise? But the Gemara then says, you know what? The get's not serving, the get, I'm not sure, just from looking at it, I don't know who it is. There must be the way you're really proving your divorce, not to the get, because the get doesn't prove anything. Rather, the way you have to hide and ever prove your divorce in this situation, is in the Sira and Rabbi Elazar. Now, the Tosfos, what one could have imagined, maybe reading it a little bit differently, the Tosfos says, what is the Bein Rabbi Elazar? Just say, isn't it Sira? Or Rabbi Elazar? The Tosfos says, well, apparently, if we were mayor, it wouldn't work. Even if he had anything to prove that the guy was given this, from this husband, this wife, it wouldn't be a valid get, Why? Because the get itself isn't clear. Says Tosfos. The Eid Mitzvah of the Lazari. It says Tosfos already really made it. It's not good. Even though you have Eid Mitzvah, the get itself was never good to begin with. But even Shei Mukas Mitzvah Hakratima Shenirta Voshem Zeh Ish VeIsha Zu. It has to be clear from the get itself. For this husband and this wife. But Loma Hani Aid and Sira. The fact that I could bring external Aid and Sira who will attest to the fact that the husband divorced the wife, that's not good enough according to Rabbi Meir. That's not good enough. It's only a valid Gerushin. The Gerushin is not proving when it happened. The Gerushin begins only valid if the get itself was Mucha, that is, this husband and this wife. And he goes on to say, in Abba'ami, that
in a case where, according to Rabbi Meir, the only time the get is valid, in a case where there are two Yosef and Shimon's in town, there are two Joe Simons, in town, Yosef and Shimon, so how are you going to have the get? Or the two women with the same name, Black Smith, how are you going to have the get? According to Rabbi Meir, how are you going to have to get? The only way to have to get is to write enough data, to write social security numbers, to write place of birth, to write this grandfather's name, to write if one is a Kohen, or one has red hair, whatever it is. Something, some similar or another, so that the get itself makes it clear which man and which woman we're talking about.
According to me, the get itself is not that. That's the question I'm proving later. According to the Malazar, the get is valid. No, God, we don't know. You might not be able to prove later your divorce. You want to prove it, bring your agent here. According to Meir, though, we need Mukach Mitoko. The get itself has to give us the story. The get itself has to indicate that this woman is divorced. If the get itself doesn't indicate this woman is divorced, it's maybe on someone else. The only way I know she's divorced is via Aiden Asira. It's not a good get. The problem is,
why not? Why? What does that have to do with the Eidei Chassina, the Eidei Sakina?
Why? You have a shot, it's starting to matter. There's not Mukha Mitoko. We're not talking about figuring out later that she's divorced. We're talking about, let's all approve. We're talking right now, it's a get valid. So the Tosfos is saying that the Machlokes, the Meir of Lazar, is a get valid right now to, as a Shtar Kinyan. It's a get valid if it doesn't prove anything. What does that have to do with
anything? Very strange. Very strange. That's the problem.
And then, even more, is that this is what the eloquent has been saying there, that Tosfos seems to say that if the shtar only proves that this woman is divorced by virtue of the fact that she's also the one holding the shtar, but given that she's holding the shtar through that she's divorced, so then it's a valid, that is valid.
Is that Mukhas Mitoko?
Mukhas Mitoko in conjunction with Hutzalah, not the Tofo. So we have five questions. We understand how, what Eidei Chassima Karasi has to do with the definition of a Chaza. We don't understand what, how Ksav Yado could be Hadav Valdin could be a valid Eid Sakim Hadavah, Eid Chassima Karasi. And also, as a side point, we said yesterday the Chakira, the Ksos, and the Pitzchei Tshuva and so forth, right? When we talk about a person talking about himself, Hadav Valdin, Shavya Nafsha, is that Nemanus? Do we believe you? Or just it's like a new Hitzchayrus, it's a new Itzvaneza. So clearly, Tosfos has to be assuming that this is a real Nemanus, it's a real Eid. Okay. Number four was, just because all Eidei Chassima, I need Eidei Chassima to make the creeds of the get. So what does that have to do with the get being Mukhach Mitoko? Why? It wasn't required Mukhach Mitoko. Why should you mayor? And number five, you need Mukhach Mitoko. The later tells me, says, yeah, Mukhach Mitoko in conjunction with her oldest. If you want Mukhach Mitoko, you got Mukhach Mitoko. Well, what's going on? Five times. And the answer is that this tells already really pushes you to the answer. Which Mukhach is, yeah.
Good.
You could have said, well, okay. Let's not get such a. You could have said a different approach to the Gemara, which Tosfos said, but Tosfos might see that thing, this whole big pattern. So let me put forth
a different way of looking at it. Which is, well, what's Tosa saying? Tosa is essentially saying that a get doesn't work, as the Tosa right here, Rukhim and Tosa, that according to Blaza, a get could be a shtar kinyan, even though it doesn't really prove anything. To prove she's divorced, you have to have something else. But Reb Meir is saying, Tosa, well, Reb Meir is saying that no, that the get only works as a shtar kinyan if it proves. In other words, Eide Chasim Akarsi means that to be a shtar kinyan, you have to be a shtar raya. Eide Mesira Akarsi means no. I have to have Eidim watching, but I don't have to have a signed shtar. What do you mean you have to have a signed shtar? I mean, by definition, if you don't have to have a signed shtar, you're saying that the only Eidim necessary to make the Gerishin work is the fact that you have Eidim Lakim Adavar watching the Mesira Tashtar. Aye, but the shtar itself is just a piece of paper with words on it. It doesn't prove anything. It doesn't have signatures. Big deal, says Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar says, that's not the point of a shtar. Shtar kinyan, shtar raya is proof. Shtar kinyan is just words on paper. Words on paper. Rav Elazar, and we'll have to understand what that means. Rav Meir, apparently, that's the point of the Tosfos, is that Rav Meir is saying, the shtar kinyan is a shtar raya. There are no two types of shtar. Shtar can do two things, but every shtar needs to be shtar raya. So what does kinyan shtar mean? According to Meir, kinyan shtar, it's pushing us for it. According to Meir, kinyan shtar means I'm giving you a raya. By giving you proof that something is so, that makes it so. By giving you proof that we now have a new marriage relationship, that creates a new marriage relationship. By giving you proof that we no longer have a marriage relationship, that makes it that we no longer have a marriage relationship. By giving you proof that you're now the owner of something, so that makes you the owner of something. Because I've given you right to that effect. And that's the chiddush of the kinyan shtar. That giving you proof to something makes it true. By symbolically taking it into your rishus, it becomes yours, right? And you have buzz and mashicha, it's symbolic act of it being in my possession. And that's a chiddush, together with Shas Kinyan, that Maisa Kinyan, this symbolic show of my possession makes it mine. So Rav Meir says that how kinyan shtar works, that by my taking a raya to this new reality, that makes the reality. Just like by acting as though it's mine, by doing that bar, now it's mine, and together with Dasky, not the other one, just together. The shtar kinyan, according to Meir, is I give you a raya. You take a raya that it is yours. Once the woman has proof that she's divorced, she becomes divorced by having proof that she's divorced. She becomes married by having proof that she's married. She becomes the owner of this house by having proof that she's the owner of that. What? Okay, so it's good to be Yad Bankafa in a different sense. But that's what Shtar Kinyan is. It's Hasfasas Raya, giving you a raya to the fact that makes it true. So then all the remainers fall into place. Because what Remeir is saying is, Kinyan Shtar means giving you a Shtar Raya. So of course you have to have Eidim. Without a Shtar Raya. Without Eidim, it's not a Shtar Raya. Anyway, I give a piece of paper and that doesn't prove anything. You could have written that yourself. Right? So of course Shtar Kinyan has that Eidim. And then all the rules and regulations of a shtar raya. And that's the mukhna mitoko. Very nice. Wait, I gave you a piece of paper with signatures on it, but I don't know if it's so by you or someone else. So it's garnished. It doesn't prove anything. And we understand that if it's gonna, that last question, that the point isn't, is it not a rule of mukhach mitoko of the new, there is a custom that's the mukhach mitoko shtar alone. What's the point of Mukha Mitoko? The point of Mukha Mitoko is I have to be giving you a valid shtar raya. So just like Tosfos Kiddushin says, according to Meir, you can't write a shtar kinyan in pencil. According to Rav Elazar, you can. Kzav sheyachol lehitayek. Forgeable documents. According to Rav Elazar, it's fine. I wrote the things on a piece of paper. Done. According to Meir, no. Why? Because it's not a shtar raya.
If I give you something in pencil, with signature, it's very nice, the signatures are on pen. But the star itself, the text is in pencil, it doesn't prove anything. If I have nice signatures, it doesn't prove anything. It's not a star, right? Garnish. So what's the point of Mukha Mitalko? Not a star, a Gezeret Akasa Mukha Mitalko. The point is, this star needs to serve as a star, right? Would this star, when a woman comes to Beis Din with this star, can she now prove she's divorced or no? If the only she can prove she's divorced, but also bring a name of Sira, that's not a valid kidney, that's not a kidney star. Because I have not given her, in her hand, a sufficient riot that she's divorced, and therefore she's not divorced. Or I have not given her sufficient riot that the house belongs to her, and therefore the house does not belong to her. But whenever you use a star riot, it's a rule of star riot that the riot of the star can sometimes be mushlanet, can sometimes be completed by taking into account the context. The fact that I have the star indicates that when I come to Beis Din to I come to Beis Din with a document. The fact that I'm holding the document indicates I'm probably the one named in the star. That's a valid star right. Let's say if you hold the Shneilsman Shimon could be Moshe Shachov Achim. So what does that mean? And a star right. Star right. To prove that you owe me money. Right? So if you hold that, it's a valid star right. Huh? So what does that mean? That means the fact that I'm the one who's holding it indicates that I'm the Yosef and Shimon who is the mouth of the star. Right? And that's a valid way of using the star rider. So one can discuss, is there or is there not a valid star rider? If you can assume it's a valid star rider, there will also be a valid star kingdom, according to the main. Because this is sufficient star rider. It works and used properly. But if I need to bring Aiden to zero, that's something totally different. But the fact that the star will give a raya if it's in proper contact with the thesis by a star, by the fact that I'm the one who's producing the star, that becomes part of the raya of the star, unlike something totally external. But again, the point is not that there's a rule of Mukhi Mitoko. You can't get caught up, there's no halakha moshe misi, no drush of Mukhi Mitoko. The point is there has to be a valid star raya with all of that entails. You know what that means? Well, let's explain one more thing, then I'll take questions. What do we understand so far? We understand what's going on in the Tosfos, why Mukhav Tov HaSilver remain. There's not enough, the point isn't to have signature, the point is to have a star riot. And we understand why it is that Mukhav Tov could be Mushlamai, the fact that I don't want to do this in the star. And we also understand let's look backwards. You also understand Tosfos. Tosfos Daf Gimel, when we were troubled, hey, you have a chassim of the dog, you do. What do you have a chassim of the dog? It's very nice, it's a nice saraya. It's a nice, I believe the fact of truth, there can't be Eitz Lekim HaDavar. Like, you can't be your Eitz Lekim HaDavar. So why does Tosfos say that according to a mayor, it's okay to have a get the Ksav Yado? But didn't you tell me that Eidei Chassima Karasi? Didn't you tell me that the Eidei Chassima are the Eitz Lekim HaDavar? The answer is no such thing. The answer is I fleeced you. See, you trusted your Rebbe, and then you abused that trust. I fooled you, but not really. One could imagine saying that Eide Chassima Karasi means that the Eide Chassima are the Eitz Lekim Adar. But Tosfos definitely does not think so. Because if you look on Taf Talad, I'm not. The old Rabbi Ben Tam, what did Beit Tam say? You know what he says? And I told you this morning, Ellie Rapp was getting very excited. I told you, that Tosfos is going to demolish everything and blow the top of everything we've been saying. You know what Tosfos says?
No.
Who saw Tosfos in Abdallah? What does Tosfos say?
That someone who's Modan himself isn't believed in Gershon.
Abdallah.
Yeah. Then Hodosbal
didn't. Wait, there's a mayor!
Hodosbal didn't. Oh, okay. But a mayor didn't mean Adam Sira.
Rameyer, Tosfos says, according to Rameyer, where are Adam Sira? Adam Sira. Tosfos claims, that everyone agrees that said Adam Sira. Tosfos says, what? You think Rameyer doesn't require Adam Sira? Of course he's Adam Sira. There's Adam Sira. What? The signature of Adam Sira? What are you talking about? No! So, one second. obviously, Rabbi Yonatan does not think that the word karsi means who are the ages of Kim Adava. Because he says that's a foregone conclusion. Everyone agrees that ages of Kim Adava means people watching the Maisa Gerishin or the Maisa Kedushin. Right? So the fact you signed on the Shtar a week ago, that's not watching the Maisa Gerishin. Just like the ages of Kim Adava at a Kedushin is you're the one who's watching the giving of the ring, the actual Maisa Kedushin. So it says to Rabbi Yonatan, Dara Parshin. Indisputable. All Tanah will agree that the ages of Kima Dara by Gerishin is you're watching the giving of the guest, the actual Maisa a Gerishin. Ah, that's interesting. That means Rabbi Yonatan is saying explicitly, don't translate Adiach Aitzina Karsi and Dimitir Karsi as who are the ages of Kima Dara. That's not what that's profession. Ages of Kima Dara is the people watching. The Maisa a Gerishin, the Mesirat Haget, me Ishu Isha or Mishleach Mishleach. So what does Karsi mean? What does Karsi mean? It means this. It means, according to Belazar, the only Adim necessary for the Gershon to work are Adim material. That's it. Join me? You have to have Adim Mithira, instead of Adim Mithira, but that's it. Because Rebbe Elazar believes there's two different things called Shah. There's a Shah of Kenyan and a Shah of Shah. A Shah and a Shah Raya. So, a young adult teenager, he might not be able to prove whether he's divorced, but the Gershon works without any Hasima. All he needs to do is the husband gives his wife a piece of paper that says, I ran the Gershon, and then he was all the frills. And they have to aid in watching him do that. So, do husband and wife have to engrave their name on the ring when they get married? Cute. Romantic. But it's not necessary. You're married without it. Right? You have to give a ring, you have to have aid in the fear of watching. So Rav Lada says, you have to say this. Gershon means you give the wife one piece of paper with certain words written on it, and the Eidim are watching. That's it. So you don't need Eidim Hasima. If you have Eidim Hasima, you'll have to prove it later. Oh, what did a Shtar Rai as well? Don't say a Shtar Kino without that. So Eidim Mesirah Karasi means the only Eidim necessary are Eidim Mesirah for a Gershon to take place. Eidim Hasima Karasi, according to Rav Tom, and Tav Dalit, clearly means no. And of course you need Eidim Mesirah, but you even need Eidei Chasima. In order to have a Gerishon occur, it's not enough. You need to have Eidei Chasima. Because without Eidei Chasima, why do you have Eidei Chasima? Because Bechasa means Bechasa. What does that mean, by the way? That's the most basic question, even. Let's ask the question. How does Kibbutz mean Chasima? What else does that mean? The answer is, according to this approach, is no, it means. Even more, the star is an agent. Star Rai is an agent. Right? The star Rai is. It's the name of a certain fact. So, Rav Meir says, King and Star means I give you an agent to this fact. The whole point really is the agent. So, this approach is at least in partial time, and the Rav developed this very fully in this year. Our Shepherd wrote this up as a Kuntras, Sidon Chav Gimel and Eric Parson, Chav Gimel and Eric Parson, Chav Gimel and Eric Parson, he even says, it's always as though the point really is just the chasima, the point is the agent. And if you have these two witnesses who are being made, mixed up, he's giving her written testimony that she's divorced. But really, he just needs the signature, except he didn't have the text on top. The signatures wouldn't mean anything. But the point is, I'm giving her the raya, I'm giving her the agent that she's divorced. So, of course, the main part of the get is the fact that it has the signature. That's the main part, which is exactly what Rashi says. On the top of Gimel and Beis.
Exactly.
Ikar Ashtar Zuhi Chasimot. The main part of the Shtar is the Chasimot, which really gives away the fact, as we're saying, that Eidim is Tzir Kaiser, Eidim Chasimot Kaiser, is not a question of who are the Eidim Chasimot Dabar. It's really a question of what is the Shtar. The way the Tanam expresses it, the way the Gemara expresses the approach of Tanam, Eidim Tzir Kaiser, Eidim Chasimot Kaiser, is by saying, well, which Adim are critical? But the point of that, why should Adim HaSim be critical or not? The question is, what is a Shtar Kinyan? What is it? Does it have to be something approved? Does it have to be a Shtar Raya or not? So one way of saying it is, how many types of Shtar are there? Is Shtar Kinyan automatically have to be a Shtar Raya or no? Shtar Kinyan looks like Shtar Raya. Another way of saying it is, what does it mean to do a Kinyan Shtar? Does it mean to give the person a Raya or just to give the person the statement in writing? chapter now, we've explained a lot of things. We've explained how the Gemara is linking the definition of tziva to Eidei Chasima Kaisi Mitzir Kaisi. Because again, the major difference here is Eidei Chasima Kaisi Mitzir Kaisi is not special who Eidei Chasima Kaisi. It's a question for the Rashi and Tosfos of what is a shtar? Are Eidei Chasima necessary? Does the shtar need to be a shtar lai or not? One nafkamina being a shtar lai needs to have Eidei Chasima. And he needs to have Eidei Chasima, and so on and so forth. So then it depends how Eidei Chasima Kaisi impacts the how you would translate the chasam. We also understand our both sides, Tosfos and Daf Gimel, that what in the chasima we don't only do. We said, hey, what happened? What's the other way? But you can't be the eighth of key, you can't be the eighth of key, whatever. There's this, you're not. As a matter of fact, Tosfos says, the eighth of key, whatever is the key, whatever. You always have eighth of the seer watching, according to Tosfos next Amr. The whole point of the chasima, according to Tosfos, is just to make the shtar a shtar riot. This is a great shtar riot. How does Baldik made them? It's great. Sharai is fabulous. The problem is not Sharkei. It's not. You're not being Eitz Hakimah Dava? No problem. You have Eitz Mitzir Watch. Once you remove the once you say that the Karsi doesn't have to do with who you have Eitz Hakimah Dava, everything works. Argamar works, the Tosfos here works, and the Rashi is gorgeous. Rashi is at the top of the Hakimah. Ikra, the question is, what's the Ikra Shtar? Now, who are the eighth of Sukhya Dhamma? And the Sukhya the Tosfos is understanding the Sukhya of Gimel, a Mukhami Topo. Rashi also points out the Tosfos in the Kiddushin, that about getting in pencil, Shabbi Yachol has died, all fits in. The number of people who have discussion, Ellie, and Sitra, and Eliezer, and Yachol. Maybe we'll. I'm glad to figure out that question, or if it's the next question for you guys have to go. Once again, I'm looking for hopefully to see a lot of guys at the Shabbos. My kids are looking forward to seeing a lot of guys at the Shabbos. So, if you'll talk a little bit about that.
This is point of connection of.
Yeah, Hashem.
This is the point of connection of.